Hello and welcome to Storytime for Children with Arj Tiruchelvam. That's me. Remember, you can request a story to be read. Just contact us on the email address at the end of the show. Tonight's story is Teddy Bear Baker by Phoebe and Selby Worthington. Once upon a time, there was a teddy bear baker. He had a shop and a van, and he baked bread and pies and special tarts and cakes for birthday parties. He got up very early in the morning and lit the fire under his big oven. While the oven was getting hot, he had his early morning cup of tea. He put on his apron and made the dough for the bread. Thump, 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 he went. Thump, thump, thump. Then he made some pies and cakes. The teddy bear baker put the dough to rise, and then he had his breakfast. When the bread and pies and cakes were nicely baked, he put some of them in his shop and some of them in his baker's van. Then he drove his van along the street. He rang his big bell loudly. Clang, 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 it went. Clang, clang, clang. The people came out of their houses to buy loaves of bread and pies and cakes. They gave him pennies, which he put in a bag hung round his neck. One, two, one, two, three. Next, he drove his van to a house where they were having a birthday party. The children were very pleased to see him. They gave him a jelly to take home. Then the teddy bear baker drove back to his shop and waited for more customers. People liked coming to his shop because he was so polite. He always said, "Good morning," or "Good afternoon," and "Thank you very much." Sometimes he gave the children toffees, which he kept in a special tin under the counter. When the teddy bear baker had sold all the bread, he closed the shop and went to have his tea. He toasted muffins in front of the fire and spread them with raspberry jam. Then he had some jelly. When he had finished his tea, he counted his pennies. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five, and put them safely in his money box. The teddy bear baker felt quite tired after his busy day, so he went upstairs, set his a little alarm clock to wake him early in the morning, climbed into his little bed, and soon he was fast asleep. And that is the story of the teddy bear baker. Good night. That was The Teddy Bear Baker by Phoebe and Selby Worthington, read to you by myself, Arj Tiruchelvam. I'd like to dedicate that one to my wife, Kate, as it was one of her favourite stories growing up. Remember, if you have a request, then you can email storytimewitharj@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining me. I can't wait to read you next week's story. Bye-bye.